Moving on to other news this hour now, Russia has described as shocking and unforgivable UK accusations that President Vladimir Putin was directly behind the poisoning of former Russian spy Sergei Skripal on English soil. Now, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that Russia had nothing to do with the incident. The accusation against Putin was made by UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. Johnson also urged Britain's allies to condemn the Kremlin. Now, London has turned down Moscow's repeated demands for a sample of the chemical agent used to poison Skripal and his daughter Yulia. On Wednesday, UK Prime Minister Theresa May ordered the expulsion of 23 Russian diplomats over the issue. Moscow has strongly rejected the allegations that it was involved in the poisoning incident, saying it could respond to Britain's move any minute. Let's cross over to Washington, D.C., joined by a political analyst, Rossiya Sukhguna. Thank you so much, and Rostam Safronov, for being with us. Tell me your take on all this. It seems that London is moving very rapidly in pointing the finger, condemning and actually expelling even Russian diplomats, and also increased sanctions. Your take on all of this?
I would consider that as a part of coordinated anti-Russian campaign, which is right now promoted in the West with a certain political cycles, with the elites of the Western societies. And the United Kingdom is in avant-garde of that. The idea Russia could use not just some kind of poison, but military chemical weapons to poison just some defector who doesn't really have any validity for Secret Service, doesn't carry any secrets, and already was pardoned by Russia. That's just ludicrous. And especially to do that in such a volatile political situation as now happening in the Middle East, it could be considered some kind of sort of great provocation to relate it also to Middle Eastern issues. The next move could be, again, try to initiate some sort of performance with the usage of the chemical weapons in the Middle East and Syria with rebels, and blame Assad and said, oh, that's sponsored by Russia, that chemical attacks. Because that's just one of the most ridiculous things that ever happened in contemporary history, to blame Russia that poison without giving any really sort of evidence, and refused to give Russia samples of that poison, and basically do not want Russia to participate in any sort of investigation.
Well, let me ask you, do you think that the roots of all of this is actually because the Russians have supported, for example, the resistance of Syrians inside of Syria and obviously have been very successful in dealing with the terrorists, with Daesh. Do you think that the root cause of all of this perhaps is that in itself?
I think that very likely could be the reason, yes, try to change the balance of the power in the Middle East and use that campaign to isolate Russia and try to push Russia back from the Middle Eastern peacemaking process in Syria. That could be one of that. And another thing is just continual this trend to isolate Russia after Ukrainian events.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, from Rossiya Sukhguna, political analyst Rostam Safronov.